Luna, and cured every disease among the people.
Son of David, my daughter is tormented by demon. But Jesus did not say a word in answer to her. Jesus' disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out after us." He said, in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman came and did Jesus homage, saying, "Lord, help me." He said in reply, "It's not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Please, Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of the masters." Then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, grace is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And the woman's daughter was healed from that hour. Gospel of the Lord.
Many times when I read this gospel, some question marks. How can Jesus say it's right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs? Very simple, as if he's telling a woman. So I'm not sure whether she's offended. For us, of course, when people call us dog, we are offended. But perhaps, for the time of Jesus, the people, the Israel people, or the Palestinian people, they live in the world, the sheep and dogs and the family is one family. They don't consider something outcast. It's a different degree of relationship. The sheep, the shepherd look after the sheep, but they use a dog to look after the sheep also, the shepherd dog, you know. So, in a certain sense, don't see in our world that the word of Jesus is condemning that Canaanite woman, by no means. Of course, it's difficult to understand. Even though it's hard, you can see Jesus sometimes is humorous to us. You ask something, he might not listen, as if he's not listening. Does he know you? Of course. He wants to help you. No problem. At times, we need to ask. Sometimes Jesus said to his disciples, "Why don't you ask?" Of course, they presume God knows everything, they provide everything. Also once, Jesus was asking Sister Faustina, Saint Faustina, Why don't you ask me something you want? And Faustina say, Lord, you know what I need. I don't have to ask. But Jesus says, I know it's my problem. But you ask, it's your problem. If you don't ask, how can I give you? So it's so true. And the first reading for Prophet Isaiah, so beautiful, is really for us centuries before the Lord come. Prophet Isaiah already said, the foreigners who joined themselves to the Lord, ministered to Him, loved the name of the Lord, and become His servants. So this Canaanite woman, Jesus served her. But also we know that Jesus first comforted Israel people because they were chosen people. They have this belief in the one God. The rest, the people, takes time to understand this faith. So God comforts for Israel people. Doesn't mean Jesus doesn't care about the other people. Even you remember one of the centurion is a Roman guard. Once his servant was sick and he went to see Jesus. Can you come? No, he didn't say, my servant is sick. Please help him. Then Jesus said, oh, I come. Then the centurion said, you don't have to come. Say a word. My servant will be healed. That's what we received Holy Communion. We say the same word. Faith. Jesus amounts his faith. Today, the woman, as seems to be belittled, but she doesn't care. She trusts. She is a foreigner. She is not a Jew. But she called Jesus Son of David. You see, already the Holy Spirit is already working. So Jesus, if you ask, he do exceptions. As a matter of fact, many exceptions of the gospel we see. The first miracles, the changing water into wine, the wedding of Cana. Not the time yet, when our heavenly mother told, they don't have enough wine. My time hasn't come. And then she first, the first miracle, before anything. God is wonderful. He is not fixed. He is his program. But you can ask, faithful, and can overcome his program. In the year like 1990s, there was war, interior war in Bosnia. It's a terrible persecution of the Christians also. And the Heavenly Mother in Medjugorje asking the missionaries, fast, prayer. And after a few days, our Heavenly Mother told them, thank you for your fasting and the prayer. Fast can stop even nature disasters. And it happened so many times that city was intact by war. Prayer and fast. Jesus is the Lord of all nations. And the book of Isaiah, at the end, it says, my house shall be called the house of prayers for all peoples. So God is calling each one of us. Don't worry, because you are not the Jewish people. They are chosen people, the first degree. But unfortunately, they don't take him as a Messiah. They're still waiting the coming of Messiah. We are waiting for the second coming of Jesus Christ, and they're waiting coming from not even coming, no? So, we are different. We thank the Lord. You got the grace. So Jesus come to you. Jesus is inviting you. Don't consider yourself like an outsider. Because at times you may say, oh, I'm not a nun, I'm not a priest, I'm just a simple woman, I'm some simple faithful. Things of the church is not my business. Jesus doesn't just establish a church. Jesus establishes a community. His body. We are His body. Especially when we receive Holy Communion. We want body, one mind. Father, that they all may be one. In the Blessed Trinity. We are called in the Blessed Trinity. In heaven, there's no color of our skin. In heaven, just some heart. We are all called one mind, one heart. Before we go up to Him, we serve one another with this love, His love, unconditional love for one another. Always the first one to go ahead. So, this is our calling. Simple. We are foreigners, but not foreigners. God is the God of all creatures. His house is house of prayer for all people. So today, we stay together and pray together in this sense. His family. Although Jesus sometimes humorous, you're begging Him many things, but as if He's not listening, He listened. Do you pray hard? Do you trust? There's a problem. Continue to ask. Continue to trust. So we thank Sister Faustina for this revelation for us. The picture of divine mercy. And Jesus says, believe. Whoever say the chapter of divine mercy, he will die in His mercy. Especially pray before the dying person. Let them hear the word. Jesus, I trust in You. Let them hear. Let them have the last grace to tell Jesus, I trust in You.